KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, being brought to you by Tinnick Incorporated in Oakland. Tinnick is your single source truck equipment supplier and installer. Starting off with high school sports, in track action last night, the Harlan boys track team won their home Ken Karstens Invitational. Cyclones scored 124 points. They edged out Atlantic by 3 points. Cyclones won the 4x400-meter relay. That was the only event they won, but they did have a number of events where they had second and third place finishers to rack up the points they needed to win the meet. Atlantic had 6 event wins on the night. Tyler Moen won the 200 meters. Zade Nicholson won the 400, and Chase Mullinex took the 800-meter title. Craig Allen Becker won the 1,600 meters, and Jalen Peterson was the winner in the 3,200 meters. The Trojans also won the sprint medley. And once again, Harlan 124 to win it. Atlantic at 121 in second. Trainer, St. Albert, and OABCIG, the top 5 teams there. Woodbine and Underwood took wins at the Griswold Girls Tiger Relays last night. In the Class A portion of the event, it was Woodbine with 153 points. Fremont Mills second with 140, followed by Griswold with 139, then Riverside, Essex, and South Page. Griswold's Charlie Adams won the 800 meters, and Hope Ogg took the 100-meter hurdle titles. Also, Jocelyn Amos won the 400 hurdles and the long jump for the Tigers. They also won the 4x1 and the distance medley. Riverside's Kelly Clevenger won the 200 meters. Izzy Blummel won the 400. Alexis Post was a winner in the 1,500 and the 3,000. And they also won the sprint medley in the 4x100-meter relay. Also, in the Class AA portion of the event, it was Underwood winning with 150 points, as AHSTW came in second with 145, followed by Southwest Valley, Kemper Catholic, Sydney, and Red Oak. Ryan Porch of AHSTW won the 200 and the 400. Jade Draymond won the 1,500 meters. Chloe Falcona took the 3,000. Holly Heppner won the 400 hurdles, and Kinsey Scheffler won the discus as well there for the Lady Vikes. The OABCIG girls track team won the Spartan Invitational hosted by West Monona last night. The Falcons scored 142 points. Logan Magnolia scored 111 in second. Logan Magnolia's Courtney Spohr won the 400 and the 1,500 meters. Kylie Morrison won the 800, and Taylor Spohr won the 3,000 there at that meet. Moving on from track to high school golf, it was the Glenwood boys golf team taking first and Atlantic coming in second at the Shenandoah boys tournament on Tuesday. Glenwood shot 315, Atlantic 319 at the American Legion Golf Course. The Trojans' top golfer on the day was Matt Gearhart, who finished in third place with a round of 78. Kyle Reno came in fourth with a 79. Braden Smith was sixth with a 79. And Dre Newell was 13th with an 83. Tate Denbesti shot a 93 and Garrett McLaren a 97 there for Atlantic. Glenwood Atlantic 1-2, and then Denison, Maryville, Clarinda, Shenandoah, and Red Oak, the rest of that field. Other golf last night in girls' golf, it was Atlantic topping Glenwood 180-204. Medalist was Alyssa Ginther with a round of 41. Bailey Newell of Atlantic was runner-up also with a 41. Cam was a winner in a triangular, 217-227 over Exara EHK, 238 for HSTW, and ACGC had no team score. Medalist was Sammy Jotty of Cam with a round of 43. Emma Jorgensen of HSTW was runner-up with a 47. Boyer Valley defeated a couple of teams in a triangular, 208-221 over IKM Manning, and Dennison Schleswig shot 247. Medalist was Abby Miller of Boyer Valley with a 48. Also, it was Creston winning a triangular over Winterset and Clark. Creston shot 190, Winterset 221, and Clark 277. Medalist was Riley Driscoll of Creston with a 41. East Union, a winner over Lennox and I-35. 214 for East Union, 270 for Lennox, and no team score for I-35. Medalist was Quinn Esslinger of East Union with a round of 47. Griswold defeated Audubon 221-230. Jenna Reynolds of Griswold medalist with a 52. Harlan topped Lewis Central 210-242. Medalist was Haley Manns of Harlan with a 49. Logan Magnolia beat Riverside 221-231. Medalist was J.C. Johnson of Logan Magnolia. And Mount Air was a winner in a triangular, 213-241 over Wayne and 253 for Nottoway Valley. Medalist was Katie Furch of Nottoway Valley with a round of 46. In boys golf, Audubon topped Griswold 202 to no team score. Medalist was Brock Wallace of Griswold with a 44. Creston, a winner in a triangular, 179-180 over Winterset and 197 for Clark. Medalist was Colby Berg of Creston with a 38. East Union was a 220-248 winner over Lennox, and I-35 had no team score at that triangular. Medalist was Matt McGuire of East Union with a round of 50. Also, Exira EHK, a winner of a quadrangular in Avoca, as they scored 177. Cam shot 192 in second. HSTW third with a 197. ACGC was fourth with a 217. Medalist was Will Carroll of Exira EHK with a 41. Lewis Central was a winner over Harlan, 163-179. Medalist there was Jay Swanson of Harlan with a 39. Mount Air, a winner in a triangular, 180-202 for Wayne and 288 for Nottoway Valley. Medalist was Miles Green of Mount Air with a 39. Norwalk defeated Kemper Catholic, 144-149. Medalist was Dawson McDermott of Kemper Catholic with a 33. Riverside beat Logan Magnolia, 170-192. Medalist Joel Richardson of Logan Magnolia with a round of 40. That's high school golf from last night. Moving on to tennis, the Atlantic boys swept past Glenwood, and the Rams returned the favor in the girls' side on Tuesday night. Trojan boys 9-0 winners over the Rams. Niall Peterson led the way with number one singles win, and he teamed up with Jesse Reed to win the top doubles pairing as well. The Trojan girls fell 9-0 to Glenwood. Brooklyn Taylor won the top singles match over Hannah Holtz and teamed up with Brielle Smith to win the top doubles matchup as well. Other high school tennis last night in girls play, it was Clarinda 7-2 over Southwest Valley. Lewis Central beat Harlan 8-1 and Shenandoah 9-0 over St. Albert. In boys tennis, Audubon 5-4 over Red Oak. Abraham Lincoln beat Kemper Catholic 5-4. Clarinda over Southwest Valley 8-1. Denison Schleswig 9-0 over Sioux City East. Lewis Central a 7-2 win over Harlan. In high school soccer last night, in girls' play, it was Atlantic defeating Missouri Valley 5-2. Thomas Jefferson, a 10-0 winner over Logan Magnolia. Glenwood beat Denison Schleswig 10-0. Kemper Catholic 3-2 over Creston in overtime. Lewis Central, a 1-0 win over Omaha South. Traynor, an 8-0 win over Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley. And Tri-Center, a 7-1 win over Harlan. In boys soccer, it was Atlantic defeating Missouri Valley 7-0. Abraham Lincoln, a 4-3 winner over Sioux City North. Thomas Jefferson topped Logan Magnolia 8-0. And Creston, a 3-2 winner over Underwood in overtime. That's a look at high school sports. Moving on now to some college softball. Iowa State continued their winning ways with a 2-0 Cy-Hawk victory over Iowa on Tuesday night at Bob Pearl Field in Iowa City. The Cyclones are winners of 5 straight and won 4 of their last 5 meetings against the in-state rival Hawkeyes. Junior Sammy Williams went 3-for-3 with a home run and a double and also drew a walk to lead the way offensively. Harlan alum Logan Shaban was 2-of-3 at the plate with 2 doubles and broke up a 0-0 tie with her 2-out RBI shot down the left field line in the top of the 6th inning. The senior pitching duo of Savannah Sanders and Emma Hyland was simply tremendous on the night, combining to surrender just 2 hits in that shutout win. In Major League Baseball, game we had for you on the radio, Yadier Molina drove in 3 runs. Paul Goldschmidt homered, and the Cardinals beat the Dodgers 4-0. Other National League scores, Cincinnati blew out Miami 14-0. Washington, a 10-6 winner over Philadelphia in 10 innings of play. Atlanta beat Colorado 7-1, and San Francisco a 7-2 win over San Diego. In the American League, the Mariners defeated the Royals 6-3 to improve to 11-2, and baseball's best record. They homered in their 13th straight game. KC's Whit Merrifield extended his hitting streak to 30 games, tying George Brett's club record. Other AL scores, Cleveland beat Detroit 8-2, Toronto 7-5 over Boston, Tampa Bay 10-5 over the White Sox, Oakland beat Baltimore 13-2, Houston a 6-3 winner over the Yankees. In interleague play, it was Minnesota 14-8 over the Mets, Arizona beat Texas 5-4, and the Angels 11-8 over Milwaukee. University of Iowa senior Megan Gustafson has been invited to attend the 2019 WNBA draft on Wednesday. The Women's National Basketball Association announced the invitation-only guest list on Tuesday. ESPN2 will cover the first round live at the Nike New York City headquarters at 6 p.m. Central, while the second and third rounds will air on ESPNU. The app will also stream live as well, all the events there on that ESPN app. Joining Gustafson in the draft are a number of other players from around the country. 12 Hawkeyes have been selected in the WNBA draft and program history. Gustafson looks to become the first Hawkeye to be drafted since Sam Logic was picked by the Atlanta Dream as the 10th overall pick in 2015. In college football notes, with Hakeem Butler heading to the NFL, a new group of receivers is expected to step up at Iowa State. Senior Deshante Jones was second on the team in receptions last season with 43.
We know, like, we got big shoes to fill in that position, you know, with guys like Keem and Matt leaving, you know, they had, like, a lot of production. So for us to step in that, them shoes, you usually have to, it's a big challenge for us, and we're up for it. And, you know, we just try to come to practice every day and just try to live up to that potential and that hype that we have around us. We're challenging ourselves, and we're just trying to get better every day.
Jones says that 2018 was a breakout year for him.
Just being able to get the ball in some situations just made me feel more comfortable. And I'm just getting better every day. And the coaches are looking up to me to look down on the other guys and get them better. And they put a lot of trust in me, so I respect that.
Jones says his career has gone by quickly.
I remember when I was just a freshman and now I'm a senior. It's crazy because I've never been in this situation where I had to be a leader. So when I was here, I had guys like Alan Lazard, Trevor Ryan, you know, Akeem Butler, Matt Eaton. And for them guys to be gone and pass the stuff that they give me, I'm just passing along to everybody else.
Redshirt sophomore Tariq Milton had 34 catches a year ago and says he learned a great deal from Butler.
I could say he used his size a lot, you know, which I lack. But as watching him and the way he got open and the way he ran his routes, I can use that and just use my ability, my speed, and my quickness to get in and out of my routes.
Milton says his biggest area of improvement has been the ability to read defenses.
I mean, growing up, I didn't really know defenses. I just played with my skill set. So now that I can read defenses and I know and I can play with Coach Manning called accelerated vision, that's how I play now, and I just put that inside my game.
In other sporting notes, the Iowa Hawkeye baseball team looks to make some noise on the road this week, beginning with tonight's game at Bradley. The Hawkeyes are 11-3 at home this season, but just 5-8 on the road. They will be at Purdue this weekend in Big Ten play.
That's the message that was relayed to the players on Sunday. We've been a bit inconsistent, a little up and down on the road so far this season, and this is the week that we need to do a lot better. We need to be more consistent and just play a lot better.
And we do plan to have the Iowa-Purdue contest on Friday with a 4:30 pregame. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Tinnick Incorporated, purveyors of fine truck equipment. Give them a call, 712-482-6462, or stop by their Main Street location in Oakland. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.